We are learning Masech the Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amar Beis, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top of Gimel Amar Beis, more to the beginning of the line, Amar Mar. We just learned a Braisa that enumerated a bunch of different halachas that are negeya a house, that a house requires a mezuzah, or the roof needs a wall. All these halachas are house halachas. What's called a house? So the Braisa said, it got to be at least Dal Amas or Dal Amas. And now the Gemara will explain, where do we know that these halachas require a house? Amamar, we learned in the Braisa that if a house is smaller than 4 amas by 4 amas, it's potter min a mezuzah, you don't need a mezuzah on the front door, min a mica, doesn't need a wall on the roof, veinam tam min a goyim, doesn't have tumas de goyim, nige batim, which means a nega that lands up on a house, there's certain halachas, so it says it's not matam min a goyim, veinam nechla batir chayma, doesn't have a din of batir chayma, where there, the halacha is that a house from a ori chayma, if you don't redeem it within the year, the halach is, it stays by the buyer forever. And also, you don't return from a mechama for this type of house. It says, Mishabana bayis chadash loichanacha. Someone built a house that doesn't, and he didn't buy nigh the house, he didn't live in the house a little bit. The halach is that he returns from the mechama. So here, it says in the pasuk, "Misha ishes abana bayis chash lechenocha yelech v'yashal lebeisai." So the halacha is, if it's less than 4 amas, he cannot return from mechama. What's the reason for all these halachas? There's 5 halachas here: mezuzah, maika, nega, bati urchayma, and orchim mechama. What's beyond these 5 halachas? Why you need dafka a house of dalad amas adalad amas? My timer, the bayis ksivu v'kulu. All these psukim, it says bayis. It says by mezuzah v'chsafta mal mezuzahs beisecha uvisharecha. By maika it says kisivne bayis chadosh v'sa ma'akel legagecha. It says also bayis chadosh. It says by the pasuk of nega avash aloi ha'bayis. And it says by the pasuk of irchayim of ish kiyimka bayis moishav irchayim v'hizu gulasa atayim shnas mekara until the end of the year. And it says also by the sheis of the mechama ashabona bayis chadosh. It says bayis every time. And a bayis only less than dollar is not called a house. Now there's another halacha in the Braisa. It says ve'im arvin boy, ve'im mishtatvin boy, ve'im nichem ba'eruv. 3 halachas. The halachas are that, first of all, it doesn't make a courtyard require an eruv. That means if you have a regular house in the courtyard with this little 4 amas, less than 4 amas hut, it will not require eruv. You know, usually 2 houses on a courtyard needs an eruv. This is too small of a house to require eruv. Does not make a mavi need a shituf. That means if you have 2 courtyards open to a mavi, one of them has a regular houses, the other courtyard only has this house, it will not require a shituf because it's not called a house. And the third halach was ve'imanichim by eruv. You can't even use this house to hold the eruv. My timer, because this house is not royal dira, and therefore it's not a house. Zokta Gemara. By the way, eruv v'chetzer is emanichim by. When it says Eim Nichem Be'eruv, it means Dafka Eruv Chatzeris. The Eruv that combines the Chatzer, that can't be used. This house cannot be used because you need a house. Aval Shituf, but when you do Shituf Mevayis, which means that you're making all the courtyards into one regarding the alleyway, that halacha, that wine or pas does not have to be put into a house. It just needs any place that's a Meshumer digger place. It's a safe place. It doesn't have to be in a house. Aval Shituf Menichem Be'eruv, you're allowed to put a Shituf in this dollar hut, less than dollar hut. Why? It's not a house. You don't need a house. My time with Lagora of a Chatzah Mavi. It's not worse than putting in a Chatzah of the alleyway. You're allowed to put your Erev in the courtyard of an alleyway. That's fine. How do we know? The Tanan, because we learned, or the Tanya is the Gersa, the Tanya. Eruvi Chatzeros Bechatzah. Erev Chatzeros, where do you put it in a Chatzah? And Shetufi Mavi, where do you put a Shetufi Mavi? Bimavi in the alleyway. So obviously it makes no sense. We just said you need a house. So we'll talk about that momentarily. So that's in the Braisa. That Erev Chatzeris, where do you put it in a Chatzar? Where do you put the Shituf of the alleyway? You put it in the Mavi. Freitamar Akasha, Vavinaba, Eruvi Chatzeris Bechatzar. Could you put Erev Chatzeris in a Chatzar? Vatanar went to the Mishnah. I know you say Eruvi Beishar. If you put Erev in the Beishar, that means a little watchman hut, or a Chsadra, or an open porch. Or my feses, that's a higher porch. Achsad is more like a gazebo, open gazebo. Ain't an eruv, it's not an eruv, because it's not called a house. Vahadar sham, someone lives there in the oisir. It doesn't make a requirement for an eruv. But like upon him, what do you see? You can't put an eruv in a beis shar, so of course you can't put an eruv into a chotzer. So what does this mishnah mean? I know you said, what does the braisa mean? I know ruvi chetzeris bechotzer, you can't put an eruv chetzeris in a chotzer. You can't put it into a chsad, you can't put it into a little house, a little gazebo you can't put into. So obviously, it can't be in a chatzah. So he says, so Ela Ema, you have to say, Eruve Chatzeris Vebayis Shevechotzer. You have to say, when you teach the Braisa, it says, Erev Chatzeris Vechotzer, it doesn't mean in the Chatzer, it means Vebayis Shevechotzer. And coming to exclude, it can't be a bias in a different Chatzer. It has to be one of the Chatzeris that are making the Erev Chatzeris Vebayis Shevechotzer. Vishetuvim Mevayis Bechotzer Shevemavi. It has to be one of the Shetuvim Mevayis to put into one of the courtyards of the alleyway, not in a different courtyard. Akaponim, what do you see? That a sheet of mavayis can be put into a courtyard. It doesn't have to need a house. Therefore, back to our Braisa, Avada, when it says you can't put the Erev in the small house of less than dollar, it's only got to be the Erev of the courtyard. But the sheet of the alleyway, that can be placed in this house because it's not worse than a chatzav. A haile garam a chatzav mavayis. It's not worse than a chatzav mavayis. Therefore, it's fine to place the Erev in one of these houses, as long as it's safe over there, it's fine, because you don't need a bias when it comes to sheet of mavayis. The combining the courtyards into for the alleyway, to make it into one, that can be done even without a bias. You don't have to put the Erev into a bias. Now, it's said further in the Braisa, this little house that's less than 4 amas by 4 amas cannot be an attachment, it can't combine two cities to make it to one city. Now, the Gemara is Bavarning, that really, Allah is, even a Borgenin is enough to make two cities into one. A Borgenin is a little, like, teepee, a little hut that's made out of reeds and leaves and sticks. And that's, that people make that, you know, for when they go hunting, they make a little house for themselves. Even a Borgenin could be considered making something into one city. So how could it be worse than Borgenin? It's not even a little, it's not even like a thatched hut. My timer, Borgenin Chazim Asayu. Borgenin, this is what it's made for. It's made as a temporary dwelling, and that's what it is. The Haile Chazim Asayu. But here it's a brick house. A brick house not made this way. And therefore, for what it's made for, which is a house, it's not royal. It's not usable for what it's made for. And therefore, it's a chasar. It's not called a house to make a city into one. Now, the last halacha in the Braisa was, Veina Achim Hashotim Cholkenboy. This type of house, less than 4 amas, brothers who have a Yerusha or Shutvim that are making a Chaluka, it's not big enough to make a Chaluka on it. So the Gemara thought the reason is because it's so small, you can't make a Chaluka. Time is less by Dalar Amas. Ha'is by Dalar Amas, but if it would be 4 amas by 4 amas, Cholkin, you can make a Chaluka. And the cash is, that's not a big enough size either. But it's not related to the Mishnah. You can't force a chalukah on a chatzer. Two partners can't force to say either that we split it. You can't do that until it's enough for 4 amas for each person. So it's shver. And this Bryce is saying the shear is 4 amas. You need more. You need really 8 amas for chalukah. So Gemara says, yeah, we're not talking about chalukah here. We're talking about something else. We're talking about a different halacha. The halacha is, let's say you have one courtyard with 4 houses, one big house and 3 smaller houses. And you're making a split. One guy's going to take 3 houses, one guy's going to take 4 houses. Who gets what in the chatzah? Who gets how much of the courtyard belongs to the 3 houses and how much belongs to the 1 house? So there's a machlekes about that, and we'll come back to what it's the Gea Brice in a second. Rav Huna says, chatzah, when you split a courtyard, how do you know how much of the courtyard belongs to Reuven and how much belongs to the Shimon? So we say the fi psachei masachalakas. That means if you have 3 houses, so each door gets a chotzer connected his door. And Rav Chista, that's what he holds. So it means if you have 4 houses, even though one's big and the other one's 3, so the halach is he gets three quarters of the chotzer connected his 3 doors, and the guy who has the bigger house only gets 1/4 of the chotzer. So it turns out that the guy who got the 3 houses, even though small houses, he got 3/4 of this chatzah, because you go per Pesach, per door. Per door gives you a din in the chatzah. That's Rav Huna Shita. Rav Chista, no. Noisin chol Pesach u Pesach, 4 amas. Each Pesach gets 4 amas away from the front of the door towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You get 4 amas, and whatever the width of the door is. 4 amas by the width of the door. For each door. That's what each person gets. So he gets 3 of these 4 amas by the width of the door, and the other guy gets 1 4 amas width of the door. The rest of the chatzah, they split evenly. The rest of the chatzah, they split evenly. So there's a machlokes over here. Well, how do you split up the chatzah? Either everyone who has a door gets a full chelek, That's Rav Huna Shita, and therefore he'll get three chalakim, he'll get one chalak, three portions, he'll get one portion. Or the man holds, no, you get four amis times the width of your door, that's how much you get, and the rest is chalak evenly. The Brisa is telling us, if you have one of these houses that are less than four amis, it gets no dinim. Not if Rav Huna doesn't get a portion, and according to Rav Chista, it doesn't get four amis connected. So that's what our brisa means. The hani mili bayis the lahavaka vina kai. That's only a house which is here to stay. Yavina lechatzer. You get dinim in your chatzer. You get rights in the courtyard. Hi, but this little hut that's less than four amis, the lamista kai, it's going to be taken down. It's not here to stay. Lo yavina lechatzer. It doesn't get a courtyard. It doesn't get any dinim, any rights in the courtyard. And therefore, both fira huna and chista, you'll get nothing if you have this house that's less than $1. Why? Because it's not here to stay. It's not here to stay. It's a temporary thing because it's going to be knocked down because it's so small and therefore will have no rights in the chatzah. And Arkan, that's what explained all the dinim of the brayso, which says they need a bias, which is a bias of dalad. And like we said, this could be even for Rabbanon who hold by sukkah is less shir because sukkah has different dinim than this house that requires a din bias, and a din bias needs dalad amas on dalad amas.